Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty Olympic greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the August 6th Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. It's the final weekend of action at the Tokyo Games in Japan. On the track Friday, world record holder Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda and Faith Kipyegon of Kenya both won gold medals. In the men's 5,000 meters final, Cheptegei crossed the line in 12 minutes and 58.15 seconds. It was Joshua's second medal at the Tokyo Games. He also won a silver at 10,000 meters. And in the women's 1,500 meters final, Faith Kipyegon successfully defended her Olympic title. Faith clocked 3 minutes and 53.11 seconds, a new Olympic record. I know Team Kenya had faith in Faith Kipyegon. Team Kenya now has won 6 medals in Japan, 2 gold, 2 silver, and 2 bronze. And Team Uganda, with a big boost from Joshua Cheptegei, is having its best ever Olympic showing. The Ugandans have won 4 medals, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. In the men's 4x100 meters relay final on Friday, Team Ghana's quest for a medal came up short. The Ghanaian men were disqualified for a lane violation. The gold medal went to Italy, which clocked a national record, 37.50 seconds.
Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
The men's and women's Olympic marathons will be held this weekend in Sapporo, Japan. I think it's a good bet that African athletes will be on the Olympic medals podium after both races. Since the 1996 Atlanta Olympics, 5 of the past 6 men's champions have been from Africa. And on the women's side, African athletes have won 4 medals in the marathon over the past 2 Olympics. Joining us now with a preview of the Olympic marathons in Sapporo is the energetic Andy Edwards. Sporty Olympic greetings, Andy.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. It's one of the perks of journalism that sometimes, just sometimes, you get to see backstage at sports events. A reminder that these stars are human beings, and the mundane demands of packing your bag, turning up on time, and being ready applies to them just like the rest of us, and things don't always go to plan. It is the insight you can have from observing and interviewing athletes in the mixed zone as they pass through after competing and in warming up for their event, and how they control that adrenaline rush, especially in the game of mental chess, which is also the marathon. The weight of history will be upon them when they go to the start line in Sapporo in northern Japan, the women at 7 a.m. local time on Saturday, the men 24 hours later. The venue was switched pre-pandemic from Tokyo 18 months ago because of fears about the Japanese capital's fearsome heat and humidity in high summer, though average temperatures in Sapporo are now currently running in the low 30s centigrade with high humidity. No spectators will be allowed because of COVID measures, but Eliud Kipchoge, aiming to follow in the footsteps of Ethiopia's Abebe Bikila and win a 2nd Olympic marathon gold in succession, has long since adjusted to the situation.
But all in all, we respect the authorities, we respect the challenges. You know, as I always say, marathon is life. Then we all need to take care of the lives of the many people. So it's a high chance, and I respect what IOC and local organizing committee of Japan have decided that there will be no fans. That's okay. So, but I'm excited actually to participate and run in Sapporo, even without fans.
Kipchoge is now 36, but only once in recent years has there appeared to be a chink in his armour, finishing down the field in London last October and well beaten by the Ethiopian who might offer a strong challenge, Sheree Kitata. But the world record holder from Kenya came back to form in April, winning the Enschede Marathon in a world-leading time of 2:04:30. His world record is almost 3 minutes faster, but the Olympic race is on a different level to the big city marathons. No pacemakers is a big factor, despite Kipchoge's Kenyan teammates Amos Kipruto hinting that their trio of Kipchoge, himself and Lawrence Chirono might cooperate in the early stages. The Olympic marathon is not about times, but winning a foot race, which brings the victor's laurel wreath, as well as reward and massive international profile, as Eliud Kipchoge knows full well.
Support, actually, if I win a gold medal, this will be the highest ever, because it's my second gold medal. I always value Olympic Games. I really value Olympic Games, and I'm really fighting for it. I'm really training for it. That's Olympic Games is as important as any other, as important. I don't think we can actually compare with anything, because always done in every 4 years, and this one is this one is 5 years, and it's being watched by over 1 billion people from all around the globe. So it's really important.
If Kipchoge is on top form, he should be able to defy every rival. You might say the women's race on Saturday morning is more open, since although the world record holder Bridget Kosgei is 3 minutes faster than her Kenyan compatriot Ruth Chepngetich, the latter won the world title in torrid conditions in Doha 2 years ago, a real pressure cooker of a race. It would be a major upset if neither Kosgei or Chepngetich failed to win a medal, with others such as the Ethiopians Rosa Derege and Behane Dibaba likely to be among the leading finishers. An important difference for elite women marathon runners here is the absence of male pacemaking, a big factor in most big city marathons. This unfamiliar challenge can prove a stumbling block for some elite women. Whatever the outcome of both races, Eliud Kipchoge sees the simple fact that they are taking place as a sign for optimism.
Absolutely, yes. Actually, my participation personally, our participation actually as a Kenyan team, and the participation for all the countries who are going to participate in Tokyo Olympic Games is a sign of hope to the whole world. It's a sign of hope in that we are actually preparing for the best moments ever, whereby we are going to have our normal lives again. So there is a light on the tunnel. That's why we are going to Sapporo. We are going to Tokyo and run to keep hope to the whole world that we are doing better and we are actually on the right and the basic transition towards our normal lives.
Just as the era of Usain Bolt came to an end, one day Eliud Kipchoge will no longer be monarch of the marathon. Judging by his assured performance on his return to the marathon in April after defeat in London almost a year ago, the king still rules, and that is likely to apply in Sapporo. Retirement could be some way off still.
I don't know, but I'll stay. I still say I'll still be around. My mind is circle concentrating on Olympic Games and the other things will come on later, but you'll still see me around.
It might not seem relevant at first to quote a runner from Austria, in the heart of Europe, in a race which is likely to be dominated by Africa. Well, 4 years ago, I reported on the Vienna City Marathon for the Sunny Side of Sports, and among the interviews was one with Eva Vuti, who had won the women's title at various Ironman triathlons and was among the best in the world at the sport. The Austrian was then concentrating on the marathon, pure and simple, and only just missed Olympic selection for Tokyo. In response to my question, why switch from being a triathlon star to a marathon runner likely to finish lower down the field in major races, she replied, "Nothing can match the prospect of running the Olympic marathon. Nothing in triathlon can come close." That is the experience awaiting some of the best women and men distance runners in the world this weekend in Sapporo. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards in London.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America! Hi, this is Rick Pantaleo. On the next Science edition of Press Conference USA, we feature a discussion on the influence and efforts of women and young people in the fight against climate change. I hope you'll join Morgan Schneider, a producer at the Current Affairs Desk, and me when we talk with Catherine Wilkinson, author, teacher, climate change activist, and co-founder of the All We Can Save Project. Listen Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In Olympic wrestling, Blessing Abiodun blessed Nigeria with a silver medal in the women's 68-kilogram division. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the head coach of Nigeria's national wrestling team, Purity Aku.
Blessing Abiodun won Nigeria's first ever medal in wrestling in an Olympic Games. I'm so very happy that we made it. Before we left, we promised Nigerians that we're going to be on the podium, and we came here, we conquer, we saw, we conquer, and we're on the podium. I'm so very happy, and it has been a very long way. We have been working seriously, we have been training, spending, investing a lot of financially, physically, our time towards this preparation. And I'm thanking God that we achieved and we break the record by winning an Olympic medal. Although we wanted a gold, but we had a silver, which is still very reasonable, very encouraging. And I think if wrestling is properly encouraged, I think we had a lot of potentials to win more medals in international levels, especially coming Olympic Games. We have prospects, we have people, we have young people like Obrodudu who can still make Nigeria proud, come in an international competition, come Olympic Games. So I still want the government, I want the corporate bodies to keep supporting wrestling, our big fans, our fans to keep supporting wrestling so that we'll have the opportunity once again in any international and Olympic Games to win more medals, come next Olympic Games.
What's your message to Nigerians on Blessing Borodudu's victory and future of wrestling in the country?
I really want to thank Nigerians for their support. Nigerians supported wrestling throughout this Olympic Games. I want to seriously thank our fans. I want to thank the Honorable Minister of Sports for his support. I want to thank Dr. Daniel Igani for his support. He has been there praying, doing every necessary thing for us to succeed. I most sincerely thank the president of the Nigerian Wrestling Federation, Dr. Daniel Igali. And I want to thank also the training partners making everything goes well as we planned. Nigerians, in fact, I really appreciate every one of you for your prayers, your contribution, everything for the success of this feat. I'm so happy.
That's Purity Aku, the head coach of Nigeria's national wrestling team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Tokyo, Japan.
Hi, my name is Daniel Igali, president of the Nigeria Wrestling Federation, world and Olympic champion. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. We give a big shout out to you. And more shout outs for Olympic silver medalist Blessing Abiodun, Nigeria wrestling team coach Purity Aku. And last, but certainly not least, a shout out for Iron Mike Mbonye for all his medal-winning contributions during the Tokyo Olympics. Samson Omale joins us now with more highlights by African Olympians in Tokyo. Sporty Friday Olympic greetings, Samson!
Sporty Friday Olympic greetings to you, Sunny. Burkina Faso's Hughes Fabrice Zong Bongo made history on Thursday as he claimed his country's first ever Olympic medal in the men's triple jump. The 28-year-old, who also won bronze at the 2019 World Championships in Doha, jumped 17.47 meters to claim third spot on the podium. Pedro Pichardo of Portugal won gold with a jump of 17.98 meters to claim his first Olympic title, while China's Zhu Yiming took silver at Tokyo's Olympic Stadium with 17.57 meters. Zongo's father, who watched from Burkina Faso, said his son's historic win was also a gift as it came on the same day as the country's 61st independence anniversary.
Toute la nation, effectivement,
It's historic. It's a symbol. And I think the entire nation is aware of this because we told him the 5th. When we saw the program and saw the final would be the 5th of August. I told him the 5th of August, you know, it's a historic date for Burkina Faso. If you can bring us back a medal, it would be great.
When we ramener une médaille, ça sera le las.
Another history maker is Namibia's Christian Umboma. She became the first ever woman to claim a medal for Namibia at the Olympic Games. The last time Namibia had a podium finish at the Olympics was in Atlanta in 1996. Another interesting fact is that Umboma also became the youngest woman at the age of 18 to win an individual flat sprint medal in 49 years for the Southern African country. Emma Katema Goma is Namibia's Deputy Sports and Youth Minister.
For us in the sports sector and Namibia in general, we were very much excited yesterday, overwhelmed, and what the two has done for themselves as well as for the country is unprecedented. I mean, reflecting on the journey of Christine, and maybe just to put it in context, what role the ministry has played is in 2019, through our Namibia School Sports Union. You remember we have a regional athletics championship and then escalated to national championship. Christine made it to the team that then represented the country in a strategic team that was 2019. This is a talent here, and we are not going to leave this talent. And being a permanent secretary back then, I took it upon myself to facilitate that whole transition.
And now to yet another history maker at the Olympics. Ugandan Peruth Chumutai became the first Ugandan woman to win an Olympic Games gold medal in any sport when she triumphed in the women's 3,000 meters steeplechase on Wednesday. The 22-year-old clocked a time of 9 minutes, 0.145 seconds to finish over 3 seconds ahead of American silver medalist Courtney Frederich, with Kenya's Haiwin Kiang taking the bronze. Ugandan athletics coach Benjamin Injia gives an insight into Chumutai's personality and trainings leading up to the Tokyo Olympics.
Indeed, I'm really very happy about Peru. Actually, I'm almost the second final because Peru was handed to me when she was just still a very little young girl. Perusa has been so disciplined, very focused. She has never lost track. It is now a true definition of those girls who have defined the odds to be in that top level in the sport. Her preparation was extremely good since Doha at the World Championships. Perusa has been going through a lot of programs of training, and she has not been doing a lot of competitions out of Europe.
Ahead of the Saturday's 1,500 meters final, Kenya's Abel Kipsang broke the Olympic men's 1,500 meters record on Thursday in the semifinals to ease into the final. Abel Kipsang says it will be a medal or nothing for him when he lines up for the men's 1,500 meters final on Saturday. Kipsang crossed the line in a blistering 3 minutes, 31.65 seconds, shattering the mark of 3 minutes, 32.07 seconds set by his compatriot Noah Ngeni in 2000, finishing ahead of Norwegian Jacob Ingebrigtsen, who arrived in Tokyo as third fastest man this year. Meanwhile, world 1,500 meters champion Timothy Chiriot says he is saddened by fellow countryman Charles Simotuo's failure to qualify for the final. The Commonwealth 1,500 meters silver medalist finished third in the first semi, timing 3 minutes, 33.95 seconds. Chiriot said the early pace were faded towards the end. In handball Olympic news, Egypt's male handball team will be competing with Spain to lay claim to the bronze medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games on Saturday after the two teams failed to reach the final. The Pharaohs lost 23-27 to France in the semifinals of the Tokyo Games on Thursday, while Spain suffered a 23-27 loss to Denmark. Denmark dominated Spain and finished the first half with a 14-10 lead and continued to run away in the second half from the Spaniards to win the match and qualify to the final game against France. Nigeria's only representative in the taekwondo event at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics was 22-year-old Elizabeth Anyacho. Elizabeth Anyacho put up an impressive performance in the women's minus 67 kilograms and suffered a narrow 12-7 defeat to a Turkish opponent, Nur Tartar, earlier in the week. It was a close match from the onset in which Elizabeth held her opponent to a tie at the end of round one. The young star recounts her experiences and lessons learned from the games.
It's my very first Olympics, and even though the COVID protocols were much and everybody were observing the protocol, it's still a nice experience. At least we still get to see a lot of countries, a lot of athletes, a lot of people coming in and out of the Olympic venue. So it's a really great experience for me, at least for a first timer. I'm sure if the protocols were not so much, it would have been really a wonderful experience.
Did she have nerves, and how would she rate her opponent?
Well, even though we studied and watched a lot of videos, my nervousness on that stage was still caught up with me. Although she's a very experienced fighter, she's ranked number 4 in the world, and she has a lot of exposure and experience. But I'm really glad I was able to at least fight her the way I did. So I know where to work on now and which area to cover up and how to actually manage my nervousness.
And as the 32nd Olympic Games draws to an end, athletes who have finished the events are beginning to return home. One athlete who got back to a rousing welcome by his friends and families is Kenya's Ferdinand Omanyala, who broke his own national record running 10.00 seconds as he finished third in heat one of the 100-meter semifinals at the Olympic Games in Tokyo last Sunday. Omanyala lowered his own 10.01 seconds record, which he equaled on Saturday as he qualified for the semis. However, the Kenyan could not make it into the final as his time was not ranked among the fastest two finishes outside the top two. Despite missing out on the final after finishing out of the two first automatic spots, Omanyala has got his eyes set for the future.
It motivates me to work even harder. So I'm going to put in more and to push even harder to achieve more and more goals and to bring a medal, more medals, because looking at the next 5 to 10 years, there are so many championships that we need to prove to the world that Kenya sprinters.
That's Kenyan sprinter Ferdinand Omanyala. And thanks to Samson Omale for that extra spicy Olympic package. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
On the next Straight Talk Africa. As countries worldwide work to get shots in arms, many are running into a problem of trust and vaccine hesitancy. Is fake news behind it? And is misinformation on social media hurting vaccination drives across Africa? Join me, Haydee Adams, on the next Straight Talk Africa, this Wednesday at 18:30 UTC.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music, balance it. Like to stay on top of new music trends? Breakout artists? New releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Skateboarding star Sky Brown won a bronze medal in the sport's Olympic debut in Japan and is now Great Britain's youngest medalist at a Summer Games. VOA's Gwen Ooten has some reaction from Sky Brown, as well as that of the gold and silver medal winners, both from Olympic host Japan. Sporty Olympic greetings, Gwen.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. This week, skateboarding sensation Sky Brown made her Olympic debut as Great Britain's youngest ever summer Olympian. And now the 13-year-old is the country's first Olympic medalist in the sport. Sky's passion for skateboarding began in Japan, and she's come full circle as a bronze medalist at the Tokyo Games. Following the medal ceremony, she told reporters she was thrilled to stand on the podium.
I'm so happy. It's insane to be here. I'm so happy to be on the podium with these guys. They are so amazing. I mean, everyone ripped. I'm honestly just happy to be in Tokyo, but getting on the podium is insane.
Sky's bronze medal comes just 1 year after she suffered a horrific 15-foot fall that left her with multiple fractures in her skull, lacerations to her lungs and stomach, and broken bones in her left hand. She took the one-year delay of the Tokyo Games to rest and recover and improve her skills on the skateboard, and she says she never lost sight of her ultimate goal.
I kind of knew I was going to come here. I mean, I didn't know if I could skate really because my parents are like, you don't skate anymore, you know, do something else. But I'm so happy to be here. I honestly feel like the accident made me stronger. And I'm so happy to be here with these guys.
The gold and silver medals went to two teenagers who represent host country Japan. 19-year-old champion Sakura Yosuzumi broke 60 points in the Olympic skateboarding final to finish with the highest score of the competition. Kokona Haraki won the silver, and at 12 years old, she is now the youngest medalist in Japanese history. The International Olympic Committee introduced the world to new competitions at this year's games, in an effort to reach a younger audience. And Sky Brown says the inclusion of skateboarding as an Olympic sport will usher in a new movement of athletes.
More people are going to start skating now. Skateboarding is a very beautiful sport, and there's no rules with it. And I hope more people will start skating, or after watching this, people will want to go more.
Sky will soon be gearing up for her second Olympic appearance. The skateboarding bronze medalist hopes to compete as a double threat Olympian on the skateboard and the surfboard at the Paris Olympics in 2024. And that is all from me for today and for the week. Sonny, I'll hand it back over to you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gwen, and you have a good weekend, too. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Ooten. With 2 days left in the Tokyo Olympics, Team USA remains number one in total medals won with 98. But China is at the top of the official Olympics medals table because the Chinese have won more gold medals, 36, than the USA, which has 31. The Chinese have 36 gold, 26 silver, and 17 bronze for a total of 79 medals. The USA has 31 gold, 36 silver, and 31 bronze for 98 medals. Host Japan is third on the medals table with 24 gold, 11 silver, and 16 bronze for 51 medals. And that wraps up the August 6th Olympic edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in and have a nice weekend. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.